Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of the most iconic images of the Old Testament is the chosen people wandering through the desert. For years and years, a generation in fact, they wandered through the desert. Now stop and ask yourself, why is it so unpleasant to be stuck in a desert? Why would it be so awful to live in a desert year after year? Well, I can think of at least two reasons why no one wants to live in a desert. First of all, it's unpleasant. There aren't many opportunities for pleasure in a desert. It's hot, it's dry, and the landscape stretches out the same mile after mile. Second, it's unproductive. Not much grows in a desert. At least, not much without water. It's very difficult farming or gardening, and no matter what you try to do, it's not likely to bear much fruit. Almost everything we humans do, we do either because it's pleasing or because it's productive. And a desert offers neither pleasure or productivity. And the point is, it's not just the Israelites who had to wander in a dry wasteland for years. It is often the greatest challenge of the Christian life of prayer, that our prayer feels like a desert, feels dry. It feels like there's no pleasure and there's no productivity. So what do we do when we end up in a desert of prayer? And how do we deal with spiritual dryness? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
For those who have not yet experienced the love of God, prayer seems totally unpleasant and totally unproductive. The reason people never start praying is because they find it boring and difficult, and they don't get anything out of it. In other words, everyone starting out feels as though prayer is unpleasant and unproductive. If that's you, If you've never gotten into the habit of prayer because you find it unpleasant and unproductive, well, you need to head out into that desert right now. Why? Because God is in the desert. God is in prayer. And the only way you can make it to the promised land, the land of milk and honey, is through prayer. The only way you can escape the slavery of Egypt, the slavery to vice and sin and death and total human dysfunction, the only escape is through the desert of prayer. It may not look very attractive starting out, but it's your only chance of escape and your only chance of happiness. So it's time to start now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once you really get into the rhythm of regular prayer, you'll wonder how you ever managed without it. As it turns out, once you make it part of your life, there is nothing so delightful as prayer. Nothing brings you peace and gratitude and an understanding of God's plan and your place in it. And there's nothing as productive as prayer. When you talk to God and think about the Gospels and the lives of the saints and the advice of mystics, only then do you really get a clear sense of the right decisions to make and the right way to live. Only if you pray every day do you have any assurance that you're not screwing everything up all the time. When you pray, you see how your decisions become better, that you're living your life better. Prayer stops being a desert. It begins to be an oasis, a place of refreshment and nourishment. It's what makes it possible to live right and to really enjoy yourself as you do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Even if you have been regularly praying for a long time, and with great results, odds are that suddenly you'll find yourself in the desert again. There's a good chance that even if you've been faithful to prayer and you've reaped the benefits, you'll find yourself stuck in a long period of dryness. Why is this? Well, there's a lot of reasons, a lot of ways to explain why dryness in prayer is inevitable. But for now, think of it this way. As we said earlier, it sometimes seems as though everything we do is motivated either by pleasure or productivity. We spend time, for instance, with people either because they're likable or because they're useful. Actually, that's my two criteria for dealing with people. Are you likable or useful? But actually, the only true test of whether you love someone is when you're willing to be committed to that person, even when you don't like being with them and you're not getting anything out of it. You only know you really love your spouse or your kids or your parents or your friends when you spend time with them, even though you sometimes don't enjoy their company. When you do things for them, even though you don't expect to get anything from it. So dryness in prayer is the greatest chance for us to show our love for God. Because it's those times when we can say, Lord, I'll show up for prayer not because of what I get out of it, but because I love you. And I'll wait for you in the desert just because I love you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So our job is to stay true to prayer, even in the dryness, even as it feels like an endless wandering in the desert. And even though we may not feel it at the time, our prayer is leading us to supreme joy and productivity. Even if it doesn't feel like our prayer is giving us useful insights, or strengthening our resolutions, or making us more peaceful and virtuous, it is. We're like children who don't realize they're growing, and who are surprised when they measure themselves years later to find themselves way taller. So too, even our unproductive prayer life, if we stick with it, will slowly and imperceptibly cause us to grow spiritually, until we and those around us are shocked at our sudden spiritual height. And even if it doesn't feel joyful or pleasant, rest assured, like the Israelites, God is leading us through the desert to a land of milk and honey. He is bringing us to Himself, who is the delight beyond all imagination. He is the satisfaction of every desire, the infinite and perfect satisfaction of every good desire. That's where we're going, and we get there by prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what are your thoughts, Teresa, about being in the desert with prayer?
Leading the witness.
Let's start again. What were you reflecting on during this meditation, Teresa?
I was personally struck by that bit on this. It's a relationship between you and God, your most important relationship. And if you think that you need to quit prayer because you're not getting anything out of it, I mean, you wouldn't believe how much I hear that and how much I am tempted to say it. Like, I was making time for meditation, but I'm just not getting a lot out of it right now, and I'm so busy. I don't really get much out of the Mass, but I just have a personal relationship with Christ. It's like, do you?
I think we can fall, all of us could fall into the trap of saying, I don't get anything out of meditation, because we don't see mm-hmm. our time in prayer as a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
We see it more as something to be done.
It's like a meeting with God.
Or I don't think we even know it's with another person.
Yeah.
I think too often, like people will say in our culture, hey, listen, if you want to be peaceful, be more mindful and sit in meditation. Mm-hmm. And they think that means just sitting by themselves in their own head.
And it's about your thoughts and it's about your disposition. I fully agree.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem with prayer is that we think it's just sitting in our own head.
Imagine, the way to be a better parent, just sit and think about your kids. Just think about them more often, but don't talk to them. That part doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't spend time with them, don't talk with them.
But as long as you're thinking about them, as long as you're in your right place, as long as you have the right thought about them, you're good.
Well, now you've just hit the whole difference between Catholic and Christian prayer and all other forms of meditation in the universe.
As in meditation being a, not a state of, it's a state of mind. It's like what you do with your body. It's just sitting quietly.
Yeah. Mindfulness, self-help,
mm-hmm.
working on inner peace.
Yeah. To be clear, it's great to just sit quietly and slow your mind for a moment.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. It's not what we mean by meditation.
Yeah. Prayer is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends.
I want to look up the root of meditation because of this. Do you know it?
No. Teresa of Avila she said so beautifully, mental prayer is taking time to be alone with him who we know loves us. Isn't that beautiful?
I'm doing my research on it, but I don't understand Latin.
Meditation. Well, discursive meditation, mental mm-hmm. prayer, mental prayer, mental, using your mind.
In the Catholic tradition, the use of the term meditatio as part of a formal stepwise process of meditation. Oh, this isn't helpful at all.
Just put your search down and listen.
I will.
Listen,
I will.
Listen to
I
me.
I wanted to be academic for a
listen
moment,
to
and
me.
It didn't
listen
didn't
to
turn
me.
Out at all. I'll never be academic ever again.
Don't turn to ChatGPT. Turn to me.
Ah, that was Wikipedia, which is worse.
Oh yeah, no. Actually, you probably would have been fine turning to GPT. But just so you have, here are the stages of prayer in the Catholic tradition:
mm-hmm.
vocal prayer, meditation, contemplation. Meditation means it's the same as mental prayer. It means using your mind. So you say something to me. I think about what you say. I listen to what you said, and then I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so it's
mental
like
prayer.
Internal active conversation in the sense of both listening, reflecting, and answering constructively.
It's yes. So first of all, think of like having coffee with a friend.
Mm-hmm. I like thinking about that.
Yeah, me too. You set a specific time and place.
Mm-hmm.
You go have coffee. First thing your friend asks you is,
how are you?
Yeah, how are you? And you, what do? You share.
I lie.
You share. Okay, here's what's going on. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that's vocal prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting down with God and you're saying, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what's going on in my life. That's vocal prayer. Okay. Then I would turn to you and say, what's going on with you?
Mm-hmm.
God speaks to us when we read or listen to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when He says something, we should then think about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's mental prayer.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is a dialogue, a conversation between two people,
mm-hmm.
you and God. The whole thing.
Man, we really cut out the middleman and the other man and every part of that.
But then, you know, so often, I mean, I've had this beautiful experience with you since you were five that I don't know. You and I get together. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get together and we just start talking. And sometimes we have a great conversation. Sometimes it's not such a great conversation. Sometimes we just sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's awesome to be together.
Yeah, yeah.
So prayer, this is amazing. God is saying to us, listen, I like you so much. I want to spend time with you, just me and you, every
mm-hmm.
day. And all you got to do is just make a little space for me and show up.
Yeah, I really do think the image of the oasis is just so perfect because you're not going to make it in the desert if you don't stop at the oasis. You're not gonna. You might think that I can't take that detour to stop at the oasis. I gotta get through the rest of this whole desert in front of me. Well, you're not gonna get through it. You gotta stop for gas.
You know, I have found the most help in prayer when I sit, I like legal pads.
You do.
Because I don't have to flip the cover.
That's true.
I sit down with a legal pad and a pen and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I start out and I say, Lord, I feel X today. I feel good. I feel rotten. I feel tired. I feel overwhelmed. I feel... And then I look at it and I start and I think about it with Him. He's like, oh, you feel that way? Why do you feel that way, Michael? And we start dialoguing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just keep writing. I kind of write our conversation.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how through the process, He just works things out.
I think you like legal pads because you're an open book. And I like notebooks because I like to hide what I've written and thought about. I'm secretive.
Well, whether you like a cover or not, I find it helpful to get myself out of my head.
Mm-hmm. I always meditate with a notebook.
Now, I'm not saying
that. And it keeps you away from your phone.
Yep.
It forces you to look down and be like, have I been productive or have I been distracted? Because if I'm distracted, I'm not going to be writing anything down. I'm not going to be writing down, oh, I need to do that later. And, oh, that's a,
well,
that's,
but if that jumps into your head, okay, I need to do that.
Yeah,
on one side of the page, jot it down and then
Kaylee,
you have
Kaylee
it.
made a very good point because she was like, yeah, sometimes to a degree, your distractions are something that God might be trying to bring to you,
Yeah.
but you have to bring it to him as well.
Like we
you
said.
Have to be, you can't just buzz off on your own all the time to the point where you're never talking to him.
Yeah.
It'd be like getting coffee with a friend and you're so distracted that you only talk about yourself and all of your problems. And at some point they go, hey, did you want to talk this over with someone else? Did you want advice or help? Or did you just want to hear yourself talk?
Yeah. Well, and Teresa, all the masters of prayer boil it down. Prayer down to just a few simple steps. You're going to start out with vocal prayer and you're going to just talk to God in your own words. But then you want to listen to God. So you read or listen to scripture or something from the word of God, his words to you. And then once he says that, we want to reflect or think about it and apply it to our life. And once we understand or at least have heard what he said, we should probably do it.
Yeah.
That's the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Read, reflect, resolution. It's very simple. I like to do it with prayer because it gets me out of the loop in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it in the rosary. If you could see us right now, I have a legal pad, I have a pen. And while we're praying the rosary, I jot things down that I think the Lord is saying.
I need to do that as well.
That's why I have that little writing desk right here. We can
shift. I have to get my own legal pad.
We can. You can have a cover.
I need two hands for that.
Exactly. Why I only
That's
have
really
one.
Nice.
But the main thing is, God is a person, three persons.
That's a lot of people to spend time with.
Well, you only have to spend time with one at a time. And I actually have coffee with him all the time. I love God. God likes me better when I'm drinking coffee. Sometimes he'll say, Michael, go get some coffee.
I understand. I like you better with coffee.
I just like you. Well, God is waiting in the desert for us, but it's not always a desert.
Sometimes it's a coffee shop.
Sometimes it's an oasis. It's always a great place of refreshment. And peace. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.